You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience number 313, and today we're going to be talking about repetition as the key to mastery in your business and your life. Now, one interesting thing that I've noticed, and I hope that you do too, is how much life and business parallel each other, because really and truly, life is business and business is life. So I hope that you're going to get some real nuggets from today's show that are going to help you move your business to the next place that you want it to be, the next comma, perhaps. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, how to build a lifestyle business and brand with the best of online, social media, as well as proven offline methods. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and I'm a business development and social media strategist. On each show, I'll be sharing tips and tools that I've used to create a multi-million dollar income from home with my laptop and smartphone. You'll also hear success story interviews from other top income earners. I've coached thousands of solopreneurs in direct sales, real estate, network marketing, and other businesses. Let me help you be successful in your business and rock social media. If you don't have Profit in Your PJs, my social media success kit, grab it at profitinyourpjsnow.com. In this free guide, I'll share the core components of a successful social media plan, and you'll stay on top of all the latest updates. Now for today's show. Well, hello and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience. I'm Jackie Elmer, and I'm thrilled as always to be spending this time with you. And I'm just at a really excited place in my life and in my business. Now, I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but tomorrow for me, I will depart with my daughter and her boyfriend and a loaded up Penske truck and two vehicles and a German Shepherd half puppy. And we are going to be moving my daughter to Nashville. Some fun, exciting stuff ahead. I'm hoping to get some great stories on Instagram and Facebook as well, and some fun posts along our journey. So make sure that you're following me over at Jackie Elmer on Instagram, and certainly Jackie Elmer as well on Facebook. And I also have my Instagram stories post to my Facebook business page at facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. So we always have a fun time when we travel. We'll be taking Route 66 of Phoenix up to Flagstaff and then across through Albuquerque. And we're stopping at our favorite Mexican food restaurant for lunch in Albuquerque, then on to Oklahoma City, spending the night. Hopefully we'll be meeting up with one of my Marine moms there for coffee in the morning. And then we're going to go visit the Memorial Bombing Museum that's there in Oklahoma City, which I hear is absolutely spectacular. Now, I've been to the 9/11 Museum in New York City twice, and it is spectacular as well. Certainly humbling and a sad moment, but I hear it's definitely worth seeing. So, and then from there, we'll head on across to Memphis, possibly spending the night in Memphis and going to a music museum there on Thursday morning, and then making our trek into Nashville, where we will be staying with one of my dearest friends, Barbara, and spend a couple days shopping, doing some stuff, and then get them moved into their apartment. So, big fun stuff ahead, and I'm certainly thrilled to have this lifestyle business that allows me to do that. So I would love to hear what's going on with you in your life and your business, so definitely let me know. Remember that show notes for today will be over at jackieelmer.com/313, and let's get into talking about how repetition is the key to mastery. Now, it's funny. I'm sitting here looking at a bookshelf lined with books. I probably have, 500 to 700 books on my bookshelves, and I love them all. And when I relocated out of my larger home in Lake Arrowhead, California, and we downsized into our 1,400 square foot townhome in Ventura and put a bunch of stuff in storage, there were two areas that I downsized very little from, and one area was my books and the other was my kitchen, because I love to cook and I love to entertain. And the few things that I did get rid of, I'm already regretting, because I love entertaining and lost a lot of my Halloween stuff. I shouldn't say I lost it. I gifted it to someone else who is hopefully using it and enjoying it. But anyway, that was a little digression off talking about books. So repetition is the key to mastery. So I'm going to start with asking you, how many books did you read this last year? How many podcasts did you listen to? How many programs did you buy? How many shelf help, as we call them, type items did you purchase and potentially not do anything with? So the question, how many of these items did you read, listen to, purchase, and take action on? How many of those did you actually create mastery from? And then the question, of course, is, do you know what true mastery is? Now, if you've read the Malcolm Gladwell book, The Outliers, he talks about the power in 10,000 hours or committing to 10,000 hours, putting 10,000 hours toward anything that ultimately then that brings you mastery. In the book, he highlights the Beatles, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Wayne Gretzky of hockey, and different things like that. So one of the quotes from that book is, Gladwell says, "It's not the brightest who succeed, nor is success simply the sum of the decisions and efforts we make on our own behalf. It is rather a gift. Outliers are those who have been given opportunities and who have had the strength and presence of mind to seize them." So in the story, Bill Gates is introduced early on as a young computer programmer. He's in the Seattle area, and he's certainly known as brilliant and ambitious. And his brilliance and ambition, you know, as we've come to hear about him, kind of overshadows thousands of other young programmers. But in the book, The Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell takes us back to Seattle, and we learn that Bill Gates High School happened to have a computer lab, and almost no other high school during that time frame did. So he, quote unquote, lucked into the opportunity to use the computers at the University of Washington for hours on end. And he and his buddies, by the time they turned 20, he had spent more than 10,000 hours as a programmer. Beatles, kind of the same story, with practicing in their garage with their band over 10,000 hours to develop mastery. Now, it's funny, when Bill Gates is asked about that, he said if there were 50 people in the world, you know, 50 kids who had that opportunity to have that type of computer lab in the world, he'd be stunned. And he says, "I had better exposure to software development at a young age than I think anyone did in that period of time, and all because of an incredibly lucky series of events." So his talent and drive were unusual, without a doubt. But in the book, Gladwell suggests that his opportunities may have been even more so. So that's great. I mean, we can choose to look at that one of several ways. We can say, well, the people who have success just got lucky. They had different opportunities than I do. Or we can look at that and say, I have opportunities in front of me. What are those opportunities, and how can I use persistence and developing that 10,000 hours of mastery to succeed at what it is that I'm doing? So think about your own business. What have you mastered in that business? What skills have you developed that will get you where you need to go? And ultimately, have you put your 10,000 hours into actually taking action in your business? Now, many of us can say that we've spent 10,000 hours thinking about our business and stewing over it and coming up with ideas. And you might even be thinking, well, I've mastered procrastination in my business. I've mastered going to seminars, going to conventions, learning at webinars, spraying and praying on social media. I've mastered passive marketing, but not active prospecting. There's a lot of different things that you might say about your own business, whatever it is. Okay, so here are some things that repetition are going to help you master. Number one, if you develop repetition around developing your success language, and that is knowing what to say that captivates instead of boring your audience. This is critical for sharing what you do, whether you are networking and sharing your infomercial at a B&I group or Chamber of Commerce or some networking group, whether you're sharing online, introducing yourself on Facebook, for instance, in a group or something like that. You want to make sure that you've got an infomercial that is going to help others know how to describe you so that they can refer people to you. So knowing how to share what you offer in a quick, effective way that creates interest to learn more is another area that you want to develop repetition around and master it. You want to master understanding sales and the sales process and the sales cycle and how to sell without being salesy. You want to learn the personality types so that you can have a meaningful conversation with anyone who you meet in a way that attracts them, meets their needs, and you can sell to them based on their values. So right now, think about your own infomercial. What do you say when people ask you what you do? Okay, think about that. And then let's think about selling to people, sharing with people in a value-based way. If you go to jackiealmer.com/bank, B-A-N-K, you can crack your code and you can learn what your values are based on selling. So what those things are that appeal to you and speak to your values when you're in a sales situation. So think about your infomercial, back to that. What do you say when people ask what you do? Here's what I most often hear. I sell real estate. I work with the number one skincare brand in North America. I sell XYZ products. I'm a distributor for XYZ company. I sell insurance. All of those are kind of flat and boring and don't really sell the world-class experience that you want your clients and referral ambassadors and others to have with you and your brand. So this is an example. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of my infomercial. Entrepreneurs hire me to optimize their social media results because most are playing around on Facebook, invisible on LinkedIn, and missing the mark on Instagram, and they have absolutely no brand recognition online or offline. So I help them command profitable connections, communications, and conversions. Bottom line, if you're not online converting connections to profits, you've got a problem. You want to stop leaving money on the table. So let's talk about how to convert to earn. If you're not converting, you're not earning. That's my infomercial, okay? So I teach social selling online and offline, and I do a lot of that through my social media backstagepass.com program. I do live workshops in and around the Phoenix area. I do live webinars. I do a lot of different training and teaching to really teach people how to master the art of social media, how to build true rapport in the relationship and not just have it be an automated, you know, routine. So I also can say when I'm talking to people about helping them with their profits and sales strategy, entrepreneurs hire me to catapult their profits because they're struggling, sales are low, and they don't know how to truly connect with, follow up, and close sales with their prospects. Most of them don't even realize it. So I help them communicate with confidence and authority online and offline, increasing their sales up to 300%. Bottom line, they'll ignite their true selling power and get more sales and referrals by creating an it factor about their brand offline and through social media, resulting in a lucrative business they love. When you practice value-based selling, people will line up at your doorstep to buy. Now, for direct sales and network marketers, I could say something like, direct sales and network marketing professionals hire me to teach them exactly how to sell and sponsor because most have no idea how to talk to their friends without feeling or sounding salesy and turning people off. They have no idea how to share on social media without blatantly pitching their deal, and they have no idea what to say. So I help them develop success language and a strategy that gives them the chance to share their business and products with just about anyone, online and offline, and feel confident about what to say and how to follow up. Bottom line, if you're not sponsoring and selling in your direct sales business, you've got a problem. You want to stop leaving money on the table. Let's talk about how to build a successful network marketing business without losing your friends. Now, you've likely heard this before. One of the greatest predictors of the ability to succeed in life is persistence or stick-to-itness. And that's with attitude and your personal culture and the commitment that allows one to get through the inevitable challenges and obstacles that await all of us on our entrepreneurial road to success. When we take a closer look at what's really happening during the journey to success, we quickly realize that success is anything but a straight line. It's more like a windy road of twists, turns, ups and downs, and testing and trying, and then tweaking till you get it right. And it's only when you become aware of all the different weaving in and out and testing and trying that you're doing, that's when you can see what's truly involved, and you'll see the path as it opens before you. Then it becomes obvious that the real key to success is that persistence. That's the key. Successful people don't give up, and they don't view failure as failure. They view it as a learning opportunity, just another twist along that road to their success. So some things to think about. Where are you falling short? Where are you persistent? Where do you only take it halfway? Where do you procrastinate? If you were to write out a short one-page action plan of what your business requires for success, how does it line up with your calendar for the last few months? Okay. Your calendar is your own best coaching device. I've spent a lot of time myself over the last few months evaluating my own business from start to now. I've looked at what's worked, where I've struggled, where I've had challenges, where I've succeeded, and why. And consistency, laser focus, knowing what to say, and what to do, and how to communicate that effectively is a key part of it. And knowing what to say yes to, what to say no to, and what to take action on each and every day. So I've laid out my very clear plan for the future, and I'm excited about it. I mentioned my daughter and I are teaming up to do some different things. We'll be doing workshops in Nashville, doing more workshops here in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, and I would love to come to your city if you want to talk about it. So reach out and contact me. Contact me at jackiealmer.com. You'll see the contact form right there. Let's have a conversation. I'm launching my Street Smart Wealth Academy later this year. I've been working on a mastermind group for a long, long time, and I finally got it nailed. So I'll be launching that later this year. And that's a bigger picture for me beyond social media backstagepass.com. My true passion really is teaching others how to succeed in their business, whatever that is. Network marketing, direct sales, real estate, life and business coaching, a solopreneur. It really doesn't matter what the business model is. There are certain key principles that must be in place and acted on. And mindset is the key piece always. You can have all the rest of it wired and know exactly what must be done to succeed. But if your mind says no, it's not for you, it's not going to happen, then you're in trouble. So get excited about your business, get focused on what that business really is and who you serve, and get persistent with the right actions. Become a master of your art. So a couple key things. The most powerful thing I ever did for my business when I was struggling to get from zero to hero was to hire a coach, someone who had been where I had been, gone where I wanted to go, and could help me get there. So I would love to explore a coaching partnership with you if you're struggling. Let's schedule a 20-minute discovery call to see if we might be a fit, and I can share some details with you about the Street Smart Wealth Academy that's launching. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Fill out the form there, and then it'll give you a link where you can actually schedule that time with me. I love taking those that have true goals like mine from struggle to six figures easily and with joy in building something that they love and that resonates with who they are and their values. So it's Jackie Almer. Thanks so much for listening to today's experience, and I would love to connect with you further on Instagram at Jackie Almer, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, or tweet me over on Twitter at Jackie Almer. And I'm on LinkedIn and YouTube too. Let me know what your favorite platform is and let's connect. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Instagram, at Jackie Almer. And join me at SocialMediaBackstagePass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.